This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I am here again with
me.
That guy.
Over here. I'm over here. Hello.
Yes, I'm here with my wonderful husband, Vince, once again.
And how is everyone?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I was talking to you.
Oh, sorry. Crickets.
Why aren't the two listeners getting back to me?
I don't know.
So, it's been, we just got done. It's a Sunday. It's rainy.
It's cold.
We're drinking. We decided to record another podcast.
Ah, what the hell?
So we'll have this week's out of the way. I don't mean that in a bad way. We enjoy doing them. Just sometimes the schedule of the week gets in the way.
Yeah, we have time. Let's do them.
We might do another one sometime during the week.
Sure, why not?
So it depends when topics hit us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're
the last one was fun.
Yeah, we're approaching 200 shows soon. We're over 180 shows now.
Get out of here!
Yeah, I think we're 182, 183 shows.
I'm glad you keep track of them. I don't. Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm the one who posts them.
So. Yeah, you're the man.
So it's tough sometimes coming up with topics, you know.
But there is a lot to talk about. You just have to, you know, I'm really glad we do have interesting guests on from time to time.
We're going to have some more soon.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So tonight, well, let's get some of the plugs out of the way.
Okay.
Instead of doing it last. Spunk Lube. Oops. Go ahead.
Oh, God, I love Spunk Lube. You can get some Spunk Lube, my favorite lubricant that I use, especially for anal and those guys with big dicks. And, you know, you want to get that big thing into a tight area.
Well, it just doesn't matter for that. You just need, If you need lubricant,
Spunk Lube.
If you use a personal lubricant, yes, I'm drinking. Yeah.
Go to spunklube.com. And if you order it there, don't forget when you check out to use the code a hot wife, all one word, at the checkout, and you get 10% off
in the
your
discount
purchase.
Area. Promotional code or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's called, so I just said code.
Yeah, so one of
the secret code.
Probably the next show, I'll have a question to ask, and if you send us the answer, we'll send you Spunk Lube. We'll send you a free bottle of lubricant. So that'll be the next show.
Okay. That's a deal.
I got to come up with something to ask.
A real tricky question.
if you want to email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your questions, your comments, your pictures, your...
We really do read them.
Yeah, we do. And we answer them. Yeah. I mean, I get one gentleman, Wayne, sends me jokes all the time. That's awesome. I love that. They're funny as shit. Keeps me smiling because I don't get to hear a lot of jokes anymore. So it's
kind of nice.
Janice sends us her little exploits.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven is busy as hell.
Yes.
So we haven't talked to him in a little bit. And let's see. We haven't heard from
Mr. Beal.
Mr. Beal in a while. Hope he's doing well. Mr. Bale.
I don't know why I said Beal.
And there was another gentleman. I don't remember his name right now. He contacted us and said he was our number one fan. And then never heard back from him. I don't think he's our number one fan if he only contacted me once. So,
hey, people have lives.
But then there's
know?
Mike, and there's been other people that email us and talk about different things. We had Chase, you know, and stuff like that. So it's always love hearing from you, everybody. It's nice to...
know you guys listen and have sometimes want to know our opinion, you know. Or so it's good. We thank you. If you want to see where Donna is and what she's doing or who she's doing.
Who am I doing exactly? It's hotwifedonnalynn.com and all the links to all the other platforms that I'm on and posting to and pictures and videos and all the fun stuff. And yeah. I'm getting poked and prodded.
Yeah, so to speak.
That's fun.
And tonight's topic we're going to talk about is actually one of the articles in our Swinger magazine. We just, this is our second issue. It's free. Mm-hmm. You can get it on your phone or mobile app or your computer. Go to 50shadesofpleasure.com. It's F-I-F-T-Y, Shades of Pleasure. You can't use the numbers. It's in there, and it's for free. Please enjoy it. Always looking for contributors. If you wanted to contribute an article, a story, or something, please, by all means, submit them. You can send it to info@50shadesofpleasure.com. And, you know, we'll see what we can do about putting it in the magazine.
That sounds good.
And nice thing is the issues are all free as we, you know, like I said, it's our second one. So, you know, you could be sitting somewhere and you always have access to them, all the back issues. They're not charged. We're not charging for anything. It's just
isn't that nice?
Kind of a fun thing. So, one of the articles in this month's issue is...
Well, what if your kids find your toys?
And how is that what the article title is?
I don't... It doesn't...
I didn't print that out?
What is
I think the title is, what to say to your kids if they find your sex toys.
Yes. Well, I kind of said that. So I knew what
I was trying to quote the article.
Okay, sorry. I didn't print that out.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with the printer, but... Yeah. No. I mean, this is a little more serious topic, but I think we'll have some fun.
It might be a serious topic.
It might be. I don't know.
Well, first of all, do you think sex toys need to be a gun? They need to be locked away someplace?
No, but where they're being put is kind of like, you know, if it's your parents using them, you're going to be like, ew, mom, you put that up your, you know, up your snatch. I mean, it's like... Really?
That's I don't think your kids come in. Was that up your snatch? No, of course not. That was in my ass. I don't think that's really.
But that's one thing.
I don't think that's how kids react. Kids are like, "Ew, mom, that's it," and that's pretty much where it stops.
Yeah, they're thinking that was put someplace very personal.
I'm sure you know what they're doing with it, but you don't. I don't know. You sit there and you see. You go, okay, oh, boy, mom's got that. I don't sit there and, like, start to visualize, oh, my God, does she use it quickly? Does she slow? Does she use it on dad? Does she, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Does she think about this or that? I just think, like, ooh, that's it. You know, you're going way too deep with this shit. You know, the fact that it's like, oh, my God, mom, do you fantasize about 5 black men having you while you do that?
Well, you don't know. You don't know what they're fantasizing about. You know, my parents, I never found anything that even resembled sex. The only thing that they had next to their bed, which I think they used for sex, I don't know why they would be awful, was they had this very conspicuous little jar of Vaseline, like, next to the bed. And Vaseline is a terrible lubricant. Horrible. But I was like, okay.
Things did you have, though?
Well, they didn't have Spunk Lube, I can tell you that. Well,
shame on them. They should have bought some at spunklube.com.
They should have.
They could use the discount code HOTWIFE.
And they could have gotten
10% off.
See? Mom, Dad, damn it. Why are you using Vaseline?
Just because it wasn't invented yet. There's no excuse.
No excuse. Well, so I never found anything that even... remotely was sexual with my parents. Never. Not a lacy lingerie, certainly no toys, no magazines, nothing like that.
Yeah, I can't say that.
So, do tell.
Wow, my parents' sex life is really that interesting to you?
No.
It wasn't interesting to me.
No, I guess not. But
no,
my dad
had magazines.
Yeah, your dad had, okay.
I found... vibrators and a dildo on my mom's side. That was a bad day. I wanted to clarify that. As I'm saying, I'm like, I better clarify whose side of the bed that was on. Yeah, my dad had some old reel-to-reel movies, you know. Back then, that's what it was. We didn't have VCRs at the time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So did they confront you? Did you confront them?
No one confronted anybody.
Oh, you just said,
if they would have known I was rooting around their room, I got my ass beat for that. So, fuck no, I'd say shit. I'm a good keeper of secrets. It's like,
when it comes to that.
Mention this, get my ass beat. Don't mention it, don't get my ass beat. Okay.
That's simple. Just don't. I didn't know if they knew that you found them, or was it something they had out? Or
no, and believe it or not, my mom was far more sexually open than my dad was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad didn't talk about sex to me. I mean, no. He would tell me a dirty joke or whatever.
Right.
But he didn't talk about, you know, sex. I didn't care. I didn't want to know. So, hey, did you put it to mom last night, Dad? Yeah, no.
You know? No. Any advice he gave you, you're like, okay, let's do the exact opposite.
No. I mean, my mom would bitch like at Valentine's Day. He would go buy her what he deemed lingerie. Like, apparently one year, it was like a poncho, a sheer poncho. My mom's bitching, what the fuck kind of lingerie is that? How the fuck? It was a big see-through pink poncho with like
the Malibu feathers on the bottom,
the
fluffy feathers.
Yeah, like the what do you call those things women put around around their necks? Those
the boas,
boa around the edges. It looked like my mom showed like didn't wear it, thank God. But she's like, look at this, what the fuck is this? It's like, oh my God,
who would wear it? Why? I don't know.
Like I said, it was you know, and then some years later, my mom would talk more about sex with my dad after they separated. And said, Mom, I don't want to know. I would try suck your dad. No, Mom, shut the fuck up.
I love that story.
Oh, my God. That was horrible. Still in therapy for that. But anyway, so I found the toys, but I didn't confront them.
Right. They didn't know.
They didn't know. No, okay. I wasn't, you know, I mean, my drawer's like, what the fuck is that? Oh, geez, put it back. You know, I didn't know we were a Nike missile site.
You always hear stories about kids. There was one that was on, I'm sure it's urban legend, so I don't know if it's true or not. A kid brings in a toy, his mom's dodo, into the classroom. Said, look, my mom's got a rocket. Look at it, it has different speeds. Isn't this cool? Yeah. Or there's that one video that's
a vibrator. It would be a dodo.
It'd be a vibrator. There's one, there's a kid on the beach, and he found a hard, what do they call it? A hard jellyfish, and here it was one of those big plastic.
Yeah, that was that video. Yeah,
it's like
that's probably set up. I don't think it was. Real,
well, whatever. But it's. But still,
no, I mean, if your kid was to find your toys,
what do you say? I mean,
it depends on the age of the kid.
That's true. That's what the, you one know, thing they said in the article.
There's a point in which you sit there and go, "What were you doing in my room, going through my stuff?"
Right.
And then there's one. It's like, "Oh, honey, they're just gag." Things or something. I don't know.
Or you just say that they're. I mean, just
if they're too young, if they're too young to have the sex talk with.
Right.
You know, you can't sit there. Well, you know, I know you're four, but let me explain to you what happens with mommy's vagina.
Exactly. The article just said to keep it. So you might say that these are for personal items and they're for adults, and kind of leave it go at that. So unfortunately, I've never had that.
Well, how to do that? Yeah. No. But if your son finds like a dildo, he might be able to correlate. Well, that's a big version of what I got.
Yeah, just a big plastic, you know, version, but a rubber version.
A young little girl, if she found a dildo, let's say, she's like, "What's that, Dad, Mommy?" And it's like,
right. I use it on my neck. It's a great neck.
Well, I'm not saying how she don't know if it vibrates. If she just finds it not working, you know, if a kid finds the toys in the drawer, but they're not buzzing and shit, they're just sitting there. You know, just like, oh, they're, you know, I don't know. I mean, they're, I don't know.
See, they don't look very medical because they're bright colors.
Well, I'm saying, if a younger female who isn't cognitive of sex or the male genitalia sees a dildo, a male-shaped dildo, she's not going to know what that is.
Chances are.
You know. And
if she doesn't know what a penis looks like, she's not going to know what that is.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I think people need to take a little, like my parents, as we get older, put their stuff in a lockbox.
Oh.
They had like a little, mm-hmm. you know, like you see at flea markets, those little metal cash boxes.
Sure.
Had one of those with the stuff in it.
That's a good idea, I guess.
Yeah, until the key's right there.
The key's actually still in the actual keyhole.
Where all of a sudden the box is. Not the box, not the box.
That never happens.
Okay. But, you know, again, you have the resources of saying what we're doing, going through my stuff. Yeah. The kids are curious, like, okay, where do mom and dad hide?
Yeah, I think that even makes them more curious, though.
If sure.
You know, so I guess you need to, well, in here they say to emphasize that it's normal, it's part of natural and healthy sexuality. I guess if you're explaining to somebody who's knows about sex.
And then your 12-year-old daughter, well, when can I get one?
Yeah.
I need to be healthy too, dude. Mommy.
Yep, yep. Yeah, exactly. You make things work. Ibbida. Yeah. Oh, you're too young. You have to be 30. Yeah, they do say in here to reinforce the importance of respecting privacy and boundaries. So,
sure.
You know, it's... Yeah.
No, it's important that, you know, kids learn not to go through your stuff.
I used to go through my mom's stuff.
And again, that applies, let's say, to a firearm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you don't have firearms locked up properly, in our house, we don't have the firearms locked up properly.
We don't have little children. It's
just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we both know how to handle firearms.
And I know how to handle dildos, so, and vibrators.
I'm glad to say I
do. And strap-ons, and.
How do you handle, I've never seen you handle a strap-on.
Well, I have one upstairs. It's all ready to rock and roll, yeah.
Okay.
So it's ready. I'm just waiting for somebody to use it on.
Oh, don't look over here.
Exactly.
I'm busy that day.
I'm sure you're doing your hair again.
I'm doing anything but being with a strap-on. A strap-on is not on my calendar at all.
No, not at all.
I looked; it's not there. Not even an option.
Yeah, it's not my first choice, but I have this really cool one. I've been. Somebody says he wouldn't be pegged with it, and I bought it, and I haven't heard from
scared
him.
Scared him away.
Scared him away with it.
Holy shit! She called my bluff.
Mm.
It's not something I would bluff about.
No, I wouldn't bluff about that.
See, I'd be like, yeah. You can get three women that you're all going to play with me and suck my dick and fuck me. Yeah, right. But you can't.
Yeah.
That's a bluff. That's a bluff. Yeah. Not like, oh, you won't buy an 8-inch dildo and fuck me in my ass with it. No. It's like, you're not going to get an Asian, a black, and a Latino girl, and the four of you come. Like, suck and fuck me. Come on. No way you would do that.
No
way in hell.
Would never.
Yeah,
be horrible.
I say that. You go, yeah, you're right. We're not going to. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I think the conversation, if they find it, if they're too young,
right,
is, oh, they're just, I don't know, gag gifts? Or they're just...
Well, then if they're gag gifts, I don't want...
Well, kids don't even know what a gag gift is.
No, I you don't want to make it sound like it's something fun and brightly colored. Like, oh, it's a gift. Oh, maybe I want to play with that. And using the word toy, we terrible.
Yeah, you don't want to say gift or anything. Yeah. I guess my mom has in her nightstand.
And I think you just have to keep it that these are personal items and these are for adults and leave it go at that and... Hopefully they don't ask too many questions.
This is a medical device to help mommy with her stress.
Oh, it's a medical device. Yeah. Unfortunately, because they are so brightly colored, they do look like...
Not all of them.
Most of the vibrators I see are like purples and pinks and all different
colors. But it could
be
a dildo. It doesn't have to be a vibrator.
Yeah.
It could be a pocket pussy. It could be a fleshlight.
Sure.
It could be a cock pump.
Oh, yeah. See, that does just look like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, it's like... You know, actually, cock pumps look like those rockets we had as a kid that you put water in and you pumped it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, Dad, where's the rocket?
It's like, oh, it broke. Don't worry. I'm going to throw it away.
The rocket's in mom's drawer. But the rocket vibrates.
It doesn't work. How do they work together? Yeah,
if you don't know what I'm talking about, look up water rockets. 1970s water rockets. Looked like a little hand bike pump, right. Air pump, that you put this rocket on, but you filled it with water.
Did they have like a balloon or something?
No,
or
what it would do is you'd hook the rocket onto this pump and you'd pump it. Mm-hmm. And what it would do, it would pressurize the rocket with water. Like mm-hmm. there was water in the rocket, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And then the air pump would pump water in there. So now it was pressurizing it. Mm-hmm. So then when you would hit the button, it would take off and would spray water out the back because the air was pushing the water down.
Cool.
So it would take off. Yeah, it was a great little weapon.
great little weapon.
And so you could see where a cock pump and a vibrator could almost
look like
displace
that.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. If people think that they're going to be I think it would be more enticing for a kid to look at them and be, oh, this has got to be something to be fun to play with. You know, because they look like toys. I mean, they are toys. Just a different type of toy.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, the bright colors, unless it's just like a rubber dildo, which is, unless you know what
anatomy
is.
And the worst thing you want your kids to do is like grab your shit and go run around the neighborhood.
Like you did?
That wasn't a toy. That was a tampon box or a maxi pad box. A
maxi pad box.
Yeah. Real recap, real quick, in case you didn't hear that, if you're a newer listener. Back in the day, 70s, I was small. I used to, there wasn't liquid detergent. All laundry detergent came in boxes.
Right.
And the boxes were probably, what would you say, 12 inches?
Yeah, they're 12.
12 inches wide by, let's say, 5 inches deep by, let's say, 16 inches high.
Something like that. Perfect for a backpack.
So I would poke 4 holes in it, put string through it, make a backpack.
Right.
And you would take the top off, and mm-hmm. we would put in like sticks, and then we'd get another stick from the woods, put a string on it, and make like a bow and arrow. So that would the box on my back would hold. Was my quiver,
right?
So, and again, we're out there playing quote unquote army with it,
right?
And you'd run, roll around, and before the end of the day, the box was crushed,
right? Of course.
So, anytime those boxes were available, I'd
grab one, of course. Great. That's a great backpack. You
know. Well, I found this other box. same basic size. Punched holes in it, put strings in it, went across the street to the woods, got my sticks together, made my bow and arrow. We're out there playing army. And all of a sudden, my mom comes out and like, get the hell over here now. What the hell? You know, and she was pissed. God damn, she was pissed.
I think she was embarrassed more than pissed.
Well, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I assumed she was pissed.
Right.
Give me that box now. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, no, you just can't play with this box. You can play with the Tide box. You can't play with this box. Okay.
Well, now you know why.
It was back in the day. You know, now they all come in plastic little wrappers. And
yeah, they're all discreet.
These were the big maxi pad things, and they came in these boxes about the same size. It was like, but anyway, which, again, nowadays, back then they didn't have pad commercials on TV or tampon commercials. We were a little more discreet. So here I am, all of 8 to 10 years old, running around the neighborhood with a tampon or a pad box on my back, maxi pads,
the worst. It was like the back.
Which back then was a lot more embarrassing than it is today. Mm-hmm. So my mom was like, you can't use that box now. Like,
the Tide boxes are fine.
Like, I didn't know, Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't get why that was embarrassing. It was just never one of those things.
Yeah.
But, But can you imagine if I would have like grabbed one of her, Star Wars was out. What if I would have grabbed one of her fucking vibrator and been running around like, it's a lightsaber. Hey, look, it even got their own sound.
I wish it was longer.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Wow, it's even got the sound effects of a lightsaber.
Yep.
But now that would be embarrassing. You know, I mean, if your kid...
Oh, that would be embarrassing.
It's like, oh, they're toys for mommy and daddy. Oh.
Toys.
Oh, then I'm going to go, I'm going to use one of mom and daddy's toys.
I'm going to take one into show and tell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look, I got this big brown fake nose out of mommy's desk.
Big brown fake fake nose. It's got a weird chin on the bottom of it, though.
His mustache, like, it kind of hangs down. It's not a, it's like, I don't know.
I thought it was more like the chin.
Chin, yeah, it could be a chin, yeah.
I don't know how it goes onto your face. It's got
Peter Griffith chin.
Chin. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Oh, yeah.
That would be embarrassing.
I would definitely. We don't have kids, so thank God. I'd have to lock that shit up.
Yeah.
I'd have to lock up a whole room.
We have to go get a storage unit. Go down to the self-store. Okay, what are we playing with tonight, honey? Because we've got to take it home and take it back tomorrow.
Oh, you just have your little love nest down there, the storage unit. You have a little futon, have your toys there, have a little, you know, wow. Bring a cooler of, you know, drinks and stuff.
Yeah, so our suggestion is, you know, first of all, try to, if you have children that could find them, lock them up.
Lock them up.
Put them someplace and lock them up. Get a, like, one of those fireproof safes just for your toys.
Yep.
You know, hide the key.
Put on your key ring or something, yeah, where they're not going to find it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not really a conversation would have. But if you know, again, when they get old enough, if they find them, chances are they're not going to confront you.
No, chances are they'll have their own.
Well,
depending on
I don't know about that, but yeah, they might. But the thing is, they're not going to want to confront you because then, you know, or if they do, go, yeah, so what? You masturbate.
Yeah.
You know, once a kid gets past, what, say, 14.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you masturbate, I masturbate. What's the big deal? Then don't fucking ask.
Ew, Dad.
Well, I'm saying as a woman, yeah, you know.
Or, ew,
if someone goes to their mom and is like, Mom, I found vibrators. And you're saying, what the fuck were you doing there, first of all?
Right.
And second of all, do you masturbate? I'm like, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's whatever.
Why, that's why you're in the bathroom for fucking 50 minutes. Why you take long showers. Okay, yeah. You know. I looked at your search data on your phone. I think you masturbate a lot. You know? Yeah, but I don't even think kids ask now because of the internet. So right. Much more of that shit's available to see.
Right. It wouldn't even shock them.
Yeah, you know, these kids be going looking at porn and go, "Oh, my mom's got that one. Well, big deal." You know, and move on.
Yep.
I don't think it's the issue you'd have been, but
it was a stigma a long time ago and an embarrassment. Now I just think it's like, yeah, so I mean, whoop de doo.
How do you think you got here?
Yeah,
your dad and I fucked.
Apparently, mom likes cream pies, right? Yeah.
You know, there's two of you, and I got at least two cream pies that were in my pussy. I'm not going to tell you, we went in my ass.
We want to go there. Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't wind up in my ass or my mouth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the kids are like, la, 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 la. I don't hear that, I don't hear that.
Well, then don't ask.
Yeah. Nobody wants to picture their parents fucking.
No, I don't want pictures, don't want video, don't even know about it.
No. No, don't.
It's obvious they did.
Obviously, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, because there's no way my mom was an immaculate conception, that's for sure.
No, nor mine. So, no way.
But, yeah, try to keep them under wraps. And, you know, and that's a whole other discussion.
Like, what's that?
You know, like my ex-wife, she didn't want to go into adult bookstores to buy the stuff. But back then, the internet wasn't what it is now.
Right.
So now you don't even have to
venture out.
Yeah.
You just go online and read the reviews.
Just hope you're home before your kids get your fucking Amazon package.
Wow, that could be interesting.
Yeah,
you know, Mom, we opened up your Amazon. Don't be opening up my packages.
Yeah. What thought it might be for me? Was your name on it? No.
Then don't open it up.
But if your name's on the account, yeah, you could order something for your kid, but it's on your credit card.
Well, then still, it would be the parent's name is on there, so the kid cannot open it because it's not their name on it.
That's going to stop a kid?
Yeah, it might.
Okay. Now, I wasn't 21 back in the day. That didn't stop me from drinking.
That's true. Nor me. But I'm thinking younger. But, yeah, then they get what they deserve. They get the shock of their life, especially if it's a giant rubber fist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. God. Then you deserve what you deserve. Then that's all I can say.
Just hope it comes in mom's name. Big fist comes with dad's name on the package. Dad, you got some splaining to do.
Hey, as long as everybody's on the same page, I don't care. I'm not into fisting one way or the other, but it would be funny. Remember, we're gonna get that one for your daughter.
It's a joke.
It was a joke. It was a joke for sure. But we wanted like the.
If they weren't so expensive. I wouldn't.
Oh yeah, it was. It was really actually funny. Was that a
like
kid's
$80 or something?
Oh, see, I think it was 50, but whatever. Yeah, still, it was more than we wanted to spend
for
a
joke.
Was that the whole thing about the joke that you made about the 2 hours of anal fisting?
Yeah.
That was our little running joke that Vince
said. Well, my oldest daughter was living with us for a short bit. But that was actually after
it was
that.
After
she had
that.
Left.
Mm-hmm.
So just, well, when she was living with us, right. I was always like,
oh, yeah, constantly.
When we were going to bed at night, she'd be watching TV or something, and I'd just make a joke like, okay, what are we doing tonight, Don? Are we doing circus or the zoo? And which animal should I pretend to be? And she's like, Dad, knock it off. That's disgusting. Yeah. I'm just like this in normal life. This is not anything just for the podcast. This is actually me.
That's frightening.
Yeah, should be. So she had moved out and got married, what have you. And so I started a joke one time with Donna. Like, she was giving me a hard time, go figure. And I said, you keep what? That shit up. I'm not going to give you your 2 hours of anal fisting tonight as a joke. So, and the joke just kept evolving. So apparently, one day my daughter and her husband were here. And now my son-in-law is a very stoic, quiet,
very
soft-spoken
quiet.
Kid. Not much, not a super dry sense of humor, if any sense of humor. Nice guy, great guy. And, pardon me. Anyway, so we were here. I was making dinner and talking and stuff like that. And I just said to Donna, you know, again, I said, keep it up. You're not going to get your 2 hours of anal fisting. All of a sudden, my daughter goes, that's where he got it. I said, what? She goes, you know, she goes, my husband said to me, keep coming to me and saying, keep it up. You're not going to get the 2 hours of anal fisting. She goes, I had no idea where he got that from. She goes, I should have known.
You should have known. So apparently when he was here
He was here one time, and I must have said the joke in front of him. He was probably helping us with one of our projects. And
yeah, I had no idea that we even said that.
I didn't remember. I say so much, mean so little.
He must have picked up on it. He started using it at home. It was like, oh, my God.
Well, she knew it was a joke.
Oh, of course. We were going to get her that rubber.
But the funny part was she... couldn't put two and two together that he got that from me.
It's like, are you kidding me? Who else would you get that from?
It's a dirty statement, and
it's definite Vince-ism.
He's not the kind of guy to come anywhere close to that. The fact that he even repeated it surprised me too.
Yeah, I didn't think he'd do that. But we were gonna buy her like a big rubber fist, but they only had the ones with the fingers that come together.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, no, I want a big, like, punching fist, a fist.
You're really over-dramatizing it now.
Yeah, I know, but...
And we're going to put an egg timer up to 2 hours. Oh, no.
If we could have gotten that for her, that would have been really funny.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was that. But, yeah, best thing we can tell you is keep your toys as best you can.
Yeah, you know, nobody's that embarrassed.
Don't put them in a conspicuous... Like, you put them in a lockbox, don't leave it right in front of them.
Right, because they're going to be curious what's... Don't put the word toys on it. Don't stencil the word toys. Toy box. Mom and Dad's toy box.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, kids have the
toys for adults.
You know, the kids' toy box was like a little seat, and it was
toys
like
toys for twats.
Toys for twats. Oh, they come around and make donations like once every time, like around Christmas, yeah. Toys for twats.
Where's my safe box? Oh, I took it down and put it in the marine box. What? Not Harold.
No.
So if it does happen, keep your calm. Be as honest as you can.
Right, right.
You know.
Don't fly off the handle.
You have to, gauge it on.
The age of the kid.
The age right. of the kid and, mm-hmm. and the maturity of the kid.
Right, right. Yeah.
And blame them for being nosy.
Blame them for being okay. I guess that's one. Yeah, I mean, that's what it said here. I don't think this is a good way to have a strong parent-child relationship.
Scar them.
Scar them forever.
Well, you found it. You want to see how I use it?
It will never.
No, don't do that. Don't.
But they'll never ever go through your shit again. Put mouse traps by them. Oh my god! You don't have that for money with the when they steal money and it blows up. It has the dye that
yeah,
you
the put dye that packs.
In the dye packs. Put your toys. The kid comes out and he's all blue. Oh, I know where you've been. Either you robbed a bank or you're in my toy box again.
We don't live near a bank, so yeah. All right. So hopefully it doesn't happen to you. But if it does, something to think about.
Yeah.
If it has happened to you, send us an email, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Tell us about it. We'd like to read it on the air. We won't, or don't give us your real names, or don't use real names, or tell us not to use your name. And
we'll I like to see other people wiggle out of that one.
Yeah. So, all right. Okay. Have a great weekend, folks.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.